We start the new year right. Let's start the new year right. 12 o'clock tonight when they dim the light.
One way to start the new year right is in BMW. Bloomberg Markets also brought to you by BMW. Hurrying the Tri-State BMW Center now through January 2nd for a holiday credit for $3,000 select models. Details at tristatebmw.com. Let's get now on to an interesting startup here, Vectra, networking company run by a veteran of the networking world, Hitesh Sheth, joins us right now. And Hitesh, explain to me what Vectra is trying to do. Where are you in the world of of networking?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me on. Vectra is a cybersecurity company that we use artificial intelligence to help our customers get ahead of very advanced attacks. You know, we're very much focused on enterprise customers is our target market.
So, enterprise customers at the company level or at sort of data center level?
Actually, both. At the company level, data center, including helping them protect their cloud infrastructure as well. And, you know, most companies tend to have a hybrid setup, and we are extremely well-suited to help customers who've got that kind of hybrid setup to essentially use, you know, what is really critical nowadays in cybersecurity, which is you have to have some degree of AI in your arsenal to combat the bad guys.
Is that because the type of attacks vary so much and is so quick to evolve?
The kind of attacks are evolving at an extremely rapid rate. You know, you've got and the more complex attacks tend to have very well organized entities behind them, whether they are private entities and or nation state, and they are increasingly using very sophisticated techniques and compute capabilities and leveraging AIs. And you know, to kind of simplify this, you know, if I look at the next year in particular and beyond, the battle that we are witnessing here in cybersecurity is going to be one of machine to machine. You know, humans are going to be part of the equation. They'll call the shots ultimately, but most of the legwork here in either offense or defense is going to be done by machines. And therefore, if you're on the defense side of things, you better have the most cutting edge technologies at your disposal. This is going to be true for even if you're looking at, you know, sort of like the common variety attacks like ransomware, or by the time you get to more sophisticated activity like, you know, the likes of North Korea, you know, it is going to be an AI war on the offense or defense side.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned North Korea. You guys are in a really unique position to sort of know exactly what's going on there as it relates to hacking. This country where most people don't have power or food, and yet they've got this hacking army that's literally army that is among the most sophisticated, maybe the most sophisticated in the world.
It is absolutely true, and you know, it's a classic example of a notorious regime where their priority is not their people, but everything else. And in this case, it is causing havoc amongst countries that they think are foes of theirs. And, you know, the United States, you know, we happen to be one of those. And so in North Korea has got a well-funded military machine, and they now have a well-funded cybersecurity machine as well. And they are using the latest techniques, and, you know, we will be a very frequent target here in the United States. And therefore, it's not just at the public sector level or the government level, the private sector as well. And then so it is going to become incumbent upon us to once again make sure that we have the right defenses in place to contend with not just North Korea, by the way. You've got other nation states too, who are playing significant roles when it comes to offensive cybersecurity, and then we have got to be equally mindful of those countries too. I think, you know, it's the countries like China come to mind, countries like Russia come to mind, and, you know, and we've been at the receiving end of attacks from these countries as examples, and I don't think that's going to abate anytime soon.
Is the United States engaged in the same stuff?
You know, here's the distinction I'd make. I think any advanced country nowadays, including us for sure, have got both defensive and offensive capabilities. But this is where we separate ourselves out from everybody else. I think we've got the ability to suddenly cause harm to somebody if you wanted to. But what we don't do is participate in cybersecurity activities that have got either an economic purpose or a political purpose. And this is where you have rogue states that will have a desire to make either steal intellectual property from companies or countries. This is not what we do here in the United States. And or destabilize, you know, political institutions or, you know, elections that we've kind of so heard so much about this year. And this is, again, not what we do here in the United States. We have the means to protect ourselves. We have the means to defend ourselves. But that's not our MO. This is the MO for rogue states, for sure, though.
So as we look at these types of attacks, you mentioned that AI is so crucial to it. I wonder if when you talk about this machine-to-machine stuff, how does that actually work? What are the programming sort of parameters that the attackers have written into their machines?
Well, I mean, I'll give you a very good example of this, right? You know, everybody talks about cloud infrastructure as something that enterprises are increasingly leveraging. Well, the fact of the matter is that kind of compute capability is available for enterprises to utilize. That kind of compute capability is also available to hackers to utilize too. And if they wanted to launch, you know, one of the type of attacks, just for the layperson listener to something like this, there's something called denial of service, which is, you know, you can launch an attack on an enterprise or on a network, with the goal of essentially grinding it to a halt. And if you want to do that, you will just bombard it with any number of commands and communication from a set of servers. Well, you can do that by hijacking individual servers like yours and mine, or you can do that at scale using cloud infrastructure. And this is even before you get to things like AI. It's just that computers advanced so far that you know, if you're a really smart, well-organized hacking entity, you can use those kind of technologies to attack infrastructure.
It's fascinating. Brave new world. Glad to have you running a company that's looking at this. CEO of Vector Networks, Hitesh Seth. You listen to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio, our last show of the year. It's been a lot of fun. Can't wait to do it next year, but I will wait for about a week, and we'll take a week off. Carol Masser's coming back. You've been listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. Happy New Year.